This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. Last song was Open Up, with an exclamation mark. That was from Clothesline from Hell. Single version of it. I don't know if it's any different from the version that later appeared on Soon Will I'll Be Smoking. Anyway, before that was Run by Mono No Aware, who are now known as Sunforger, off of their then self-titled album, Mono No Aware. And then the first of the three was Interlude by Bluffing off their most recent EP, which is the Nature EP. EP in the title. Two of those songs, apart from the interlude, were songs I've played on the show before and kind of came from an interesting period of time for me where I was living in Kingston, Ontario, where there's still broadcasts. And I saw a show came up with Eulalie, Clothesline from Hell, Sunforger, and then another Toronto band that I can't remember the name of. Chris, maybe? Anyway, I was really excited to see that and actually made a trip down there to see the show. It was my first time seeing any of those bands play, but Clothesline from Hell didn't play. But it was also an exciting time because all of these, well, particularly then Monono Aware, now Sunforger, and Clothesline from Hell had these singles out. In particular, there was Jump In that later appeared on Sunforger's proper self-titled, and then this Open Up from Clothesline. And sadly, the Clothesline release that appeared on did not hold up for me. It was kind of weird. It felt like this really strange departure from the sound that he had going on the first two albums. It felt really tight and strong, and then it was just like thrown out the window, which is kind of a bummer for me. He also didn't play that night, so that was it's a weird thing to reminisce about, I guess. But at least Jump In held up. That one definitely made it for me. It was my first time seeing Yulele. Well, only time seeing Yulele, but I saw Francis of Yulele play drums in 22 Degree Halo later. So, yeah. And I think that show he played without a drummer. So, kind of an interesting set. Forget the name of the bar. Bar Orwell is actually the name of it. So, that was still a pretty good night. I had a lot of fun. And I think Sunforger at the time was maybe still a three-piece, but I can't remember. Anyway, another song coming up. CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song I played was Slow Strum by Van Gass, off of a 7-inch backed with their song Rushing. Before that, Kibble by Still Depths, off of Best Plan for Your Life. And then the first of the three was Backup Plan by Robber Robber off of their album Wild Guess. And Robber Robber is supposed to play here in Montreal on the 28th, the Friday of this month. They're going to be playing with Taxidermist, Dresser, and No Waves. I think Taxidermist is from Boston or something like that, or Massachusetts or something. That's going to be at Lesko Griff. That should be a pretty cool show. And it's on a Friday. All the other shows I've gone to this month have been on Thursdays, which is kind of annoying. But anyway, came across Still Depths very recently and was very happy to. They're also playing a show here, but that is going to be in May. It's going to be with Preoccupation, so that's kind of a big show. And Lavora, who's also being played on this show. So that's a show that will include people that, bands that have all been played on this show in the past. So if you like this show or like what you've heard, that's a show to go to. That's going to be May 22nd, Bar La Ritz. Anyway. Also exciting to, a sign of life from Van Gass is that 7-inch, in fact, that Slow Strum is off of. That was released summer of 2024. Their LP before that was released, I guess, a year previous. So they're still working on stuff, I hope, crossing my fingers. It's at least not 2 years since they released that album, so I can still hope that they'll release more. Maybe there's been a move to New York in that time, considering the band's originally from Georgia? Atlanta, Georgia, maybe? And, yeah, I really love their LP. The 7-inch is terrific as well. It's backed with, like, part of an outtake from the album, but it's still really, really great. So, yeah, that's another band that I'm going to be paying attention to. Still Depths hasn't released anything since 2023, but it's a really terrific album. One of my most favorites lately. Best Plan for Your Life. Yeah, and it's a song called Kibble. So, dog theme. If I had found out about this some number of weeks ago, I would have included it along two other songs about dogs from Van Gass and New Zealand's Night Lunch. There are two other songs about dogs that I played previously and put together simply because they're about dogs. Anyway, non-dog music coming up. Next is from Kitchen. Thank you.
About it. So yeah, give me a call back when you're free. I'm doing a lot of stuff today, but let me know. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, and I like voicemails in songs. Last song was Something Sweet by New Not Shameful, off of their split with the band Trust Blinks. And before that, Sally by Kitchen, which is a single off of an upcoming album, apparently. They've also released, a two-song EP since then, which is really nice and a little less of a bummer. Although I love bummer music, and this is going to be the bummer half of this hour, if you didn't see that coming. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about that. Oh, yeah, that Kitchen track really reminded me of... I think an Australian band, Blue Tile Lounge. Anyway, I'll be ending the hour with a track from Blue Tile Lounge. But that's a really nice song, Sally. S-A-L-I. Might be about a dog. But yeah, anyway, there's some nice stuff out by Kitchen. I think they have a pretty large discography, and I think they had projects before that. One of these very slow, sad New York bands. New York State. I think maybe Rochester. So, cool band. And I'm excited to see what the album is that comes out. I definitely love to have something very sad, and yeah, bands like this really make me wish I could find more local stuff in this vein, but New Not Shameful reminds me to still pay attention to emo bands, I guess, because I really like their half of that split. And I know there are bands playing with similar mixtures of sounds here in Montreal, in particular the band Twine, the Montreal Twine, not the Australia Twine. They played a show with Golden Star, which is a Montreal slowcore band that I really like, who've released an EP and are in fact going to show up in the next three songs here. So it's going to start off with a song from Mormon Toasterhead. This one's called Eggcorn. We'll be right back.
still wet, and my shelter moist. In a hollow space, somewhere
is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song that played was Leaving the Incubator by Monopod off of their album Something Is Like Nothing Was. Before that, Torn Atwain by Golden Star off of their self-titled EP. It's a funny way to say that. Anyway, before that, first of the three songs, perhaps the least sad, but with an interesting sort of slant to it, let's say, Eggcorn by Mormon Toasterhead off their album Monocarpic. And what's there to say about that? Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, something fun about that Mormon Toasterhead track. And I feel like they kind of, the weird, almost carnival clown sadness of the way that song sounds. And then by the end, it's that little outro to it seems to indicate that, yeah, that was a sad song. Here's something else. I don't know. Something fun about that. I like that a lot. And Golden Star. It's a band that I really want to see live. They released a terrific EP in January and played a show around that time. I guess it was their EP release show. People going by outside. I don't know if that's getting picked up. But, yeah. If I'm not misunderstanding the bootleg Instagram posts that I'm seeing, they're working on an album presently. So I'm really hopeful to see that come out. So yeah, I'm kind of keeping my eyes peeled for whether they play a live show or whether they release something. Anything. I just want to see more. The EP goes by very, very fast. I think it clocks in at like 20 minutes or something. But it's a pretty strong one. And yeah, it's one of the bands that I'm really looking forward to seeing more from here in Montreal. So keeping my eyes on them. And they're also pretty new. I don't know how many shows they've actually played live. The only one I know of is the one that they did for their EP release. And they played with a band that I mentioned earlier, which is Twine, which is more of like an emo or post-rock band. Anyway, last song of the hour, Shifty by Blue Tile Lounge off of Half Cut.
Interested in volunteering? Join the Nanny Angel Network and give moms with cancer a helping hand. We are a charitable organization that provides free, specialized childcare to mothers with cancer. Our trained volunteers provide 4 hours per week of fun, age-appropriate activities that help children navigate the difficult journey of coping with parents' illness. Call us today at 613-876-7107. And begin your volunteering journey. To help and learn more about the Nanny Angel Network, visit our website at nannyangelnetwork.com.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right down there?
So this is CFRC 101.9 FM. We also broadcast...